Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey, book friend. Welcome back to the What's Your Next podcast. The podcast is basically your bookish BFF. I'm Laura, and today we're diving into the ultimate summer reading mood. If you ever watched Robin's Summer House and thought, I want to be part of this messy group of friends getting sunburned in the Hamptons, then this episode's for you. Before we get to the recommendations, I have to tell you a personal story. I lived in New York City from 2006 to 2020. I am a longtime New York City girl, and one of my favorite things about the summer is summer in the city was when actually everyone left. The streets were quiet down because all the finest bros and influencer types ran out of the city to their share houses in Hamptons, Fire Island, or even Jersey Shore. It was a great place, a great time to go to brunch and just enjoy the empty city. And while I'll be totally honest, the beaches here in New York City, they're fine. But I grew up in the Caribbean, where the water is crystal blue and the sand is white and soft, so New York City beaches don't cut it for me. You actually have to pay $20 to go to the beach. It's expensive. So instead, I used to hang out at the local pool, book in hand, tanning with my friends and people watching. So these books, they give me all the summer nostalgia without the LIR train. So let's get to the recommendations. The first book I have to recommend is Hotter in the Hamptons by Tanks. I know, this is an influencer. There was some drama about this book when it comes to it was written by a ghostwriter. She claimed that she wasn't and blah, 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 blah. It is actually not that bad. So the book is about a New York City influencer who escapes to the Hamptons after a public scandal, only to find out her next door neighbor is a culture critic who would destroy her career. Enemies to lovers, social media drama, and some serious theme. It's perfect if you like watching rich people be a little terrible and then fall in love. And I have to tell you, this is like, if you're looking for a super spicy book, this one is, there were scenes that were unnecessary. And don't get me wrong, I like spicy books, but there are scenes I was like, I don't think this is like normal romance. So it's a little bit out there. It's someone that probably didn't read romance growing up or has done extensive understanding of the content of the genre. But it's just fun. Rich people behaving badly and just spending time in this Hampton. So that's Hotter in the Hamptons by Tanks. All right, the next book I want to recommend is Elizabeth East Hampton by Audrey Bellessa and Emily Harding. This came out last year. It's a modern Pride and Prejudice retelling set in the Hamptons. Lizzie's running her family bakery year-round while resenting the summer crowd. Enter Will Dalcy, brooding and judgmental as ever. Their banter is top tier, and it's a fun look at class divide. Think of beach parties, family chaos, and slow shifts from enemies to something more. This is like fun, a full banter, sexy times, it's just fun. If you like Jane Austen retellings and set an authentic New York City escape, this series is great for you. The first one's Emma of 84th Street. Then we got this one and set Elizabeth of East Hampton. And then we got Anne of Avenue A, which is a Christmas time romance. So they're fun, they're great, and I just will add them to your TBR. And make sure you get the audio because the audio is, I think it's narrated by Brittany Presley or Carissa Becker. It's one of my favorite of her narrators, is one of them. But they're great. I like, they're just fun off audiobooks to listen to. All right. The next book that you talk about is Serendipity by Becky Chelson. This book is set in Fire Island. So we're moving away from the Hamptons. We're moving to Fire Island for a fun one. This one, a woman returns to New York City after failing in Hollywood, only to spend 3 weekends with her old group of friends, including her ex, their secrets, unresolved feelings, and a sweet look at whether you can really go back home again. This was like a delightful, just kind of like a messy friend group, a summer share, a true summer share. So this one's like most closest by to Summer House, where they're all trying to figure out whether they make sense and trying to figure out what they wanted to do with their life. So it's truly a summer share. Instead of the Hamptons, it's set in Fire Island, and it is delightful. Next, we're going to go to Seven Summer Weekends by Jane L. Rawson. This is also on Fire Island, and this was a little bit typical trope. This is after a career mishap, Addison inherits her aunt's house and has to host guests all summer. It's cozy, full of neighborly quirks, and maybe romance with the grumpy guy next door. This book feels like soft summer breeze. I will tell you, this book, I believe the book before that is the story about the guy. It's a little bit sad. So that's just an FYI. But the second book, this book is more like a rom-com, like a romance. It's just fun. She inherits a house and then she finds out that her aunt actually keeps kind of like an Airbnb. And so she has different guests coming in and she has to find herself and find a story. She thought she was going to sell the house, but there was a clause that she couldn't. She needed to get the house ready for that. And so, yeah, so she finds maybe love and just finds a community and finds actually like a place sense of belonging in Fire Island. And it's just a fun little small town vibes in a beachy town in New York City. The next book in the series is Summers at Harvard by Sonny Hostin. This is a special. It follows a woman who heads to Sac Harbor, a historic Black beach community, to heal heartbreak, the community activism, new friendships, and beautiful exploration of what it means to belong. This is just like a fun, if you love Summer House and Martha's Vineyard, this is kind of like a similar vibe for it. So it's just kind of like fun. All right, so we're going to go to the ones where Hampton chefs are happening. So In Good Company by Kat Singleton. All right, this is a spicy. It's a private chef who lands her dream gig, and the Hamptons only train her clients, her ex-older brothers, a billionaire with serious charm, lots of forced proximity, steamy summer tension. So he actually has feelings for her. He always wanted her, but because she was with his brother, he couldn't act on it. So when he sees her at an event and she's a chef, he basically just does everything he can to hire her to be his personal chef and to be his companion. And it's just so sexy and so fun. She wants to be an influencer. She has a deadline. She's supposed to actually leave to Virginia to help with her parents' family business. And he's like, no, I want you. And so he's like basically helping her how to become a cooking influencer. So it's just like fun. So those are the recommendations, whether you're reading Poolside like I did in New York City or currently doing in Tampa. I promise you these books will transport you into sun-soaked summer. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rate, a review, or subscribe. If you want to get more book recommendations sent to your email, sign up to your newsletter. The link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourrenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.